what these two disciples were going through on the road to Emmaus. It's called heartbreak. Their world had fallen apart. Their teacher, their prophet, their healer, their friend, Jesus had been put to death in Jerusalem. And what do you do when the world has fallen apart? Well, people are different. Some are brave, some are stoic, some simply collapse. But these two disciples, they go a different direction. They decide very sensibly that they are going to skip town. They skip town. They walk together out of Jerusalem, off to a place called Emmaus, a small town off the beaten path, 7 miles away down rocky hillside roads, 7 miles down from the summit of the hill where Jerusalem was seated. Now, as they were walking, they were discussing all of what had happened. And at that moment, when the disciples were talking this over, the Bible says a stranger on the road asked them, "What are you discussing?" They stood there looking sad, the Bible says. To say that the disciples looked sad is a feat of biblical understatement. It's called heartbreak. And then they told the story very briefly, and they ended with, "We had hoped that he was the one to redeem us. We had hoped," past tense. They did not have hope anymore. It's called heartbreak. And then this stranger on the road comes back at them with, "Oh, how foolish you are and slow of heart to believe. This stranger is a little bit presumptuous. A little bit presumptuous, but a whole lot knowledgeable about the Bible." Because he then goes on to give the disciples an all-day biblical lecture, beginning with Exodus and ending with the prophets. And if you're not super familiar with the biblical canon, from Exodus to the prophets, that constitutes about 2/3 of the entire Bible. It took a while. It took all day, in fact. All day, this stranger taught them about how the power of God was the power of resurrection, of new life reborn in the deepest valleys of despair, how new life came at moments of war and terror and things falling apart for a new world to be made. All day on the road to Emmaus, their broken hearts burned within them as they listened to this teaching so full of truth and spirit. They were in the presence of resurrection, but they couldn't see it. When you can't see or feel the good things, the best things of life, even when they're right in front of you, that's no mystery. It's called heartbreak. As the sun was setting and they finally arrived in Emmaus, these two disciples, they pressed this stranger, "Don't keep going. Stay with us, sit and eat." So the stranger joined them, took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And he was made known to them in the breaking of bread. They could see the risen Christ was among them. It was Jesus himself, alive again, though he had been killed, alive again, despite the worst that the world could do. Their world had fallen apart, and it was remade more wonderfully than before. They stood in the presence of resurrection. It was just for a moment, just long enough so they would never forget, just as long as you could ever stand to be in the full light of heaven shining in the setting sun. Jesus was alive again. They had to tell people. They had to tell everyone. They had to tell the other disciples. They had to tell the other disciples. Oh, no. They were not with the other disciples. These two disciples had just finished, very sensibly, but very successfully, skipping town. The rest of the disciples, they were back in Jerusalem, 7 miles away, uphill. They had walked all day to get to Emmaus, and the sun was setting. In another feat of biblical understatement, the gospel says, they arose and returned to Jerusalem that same hour. It had taken them all day to walk to Emmaus, and they returned to Jerusalem that same hour? They covered those 7 uphill miles in 1 hour, 7 miles, 1 hour, divided by 60, that's 8.5 minutes to cover a mile. That's a pretty decent pace. If one of you kept that pace up all day tomorrow, you'd be finishing in what, 3.5 hours, 3 hours, 45? It's nothing to sneeze at. The disciples, they cover 7 miles in an hour, and those weren't just any old 7 miles. Those were the last 7 miles, uphill, after they had been at it already for a long time. Even so, those last 7 miles uphill, they must have been the easiest miles those disciples had all day. How easy and light are our burdens when we have good news to share with those who need it most. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messengers bringing news of peace. The disciples brought with them news that would heal the heartbreak of their kin and their friends. All they had to do was run 7 miles uphill at the end of a long day. No big deal. Friends, live your lives like it is those last 7 miles of the story of the road to Emmaus. Live your lives as if at the end of that 7 miles is a world filled with heartbreak. Because there is. Some of you, you get to live that advice out a little bit more literally than the rest of us tomorrow. Some of you get to literally run or wheel or walk those last 7 miles after being at it a long time already. Those last 7 miles. They start someplace in Newton. Someplace in between the third and the fourth hill. What's that fourth hill in Newton called again? It's called heartbreak. The world is filled with heartbreak, friends. The world is crying out for good news. What good news do you have to share? If you don't have it right off the top of your head, that's no problem. Keep in mind, friends, you can be in the presence of resurrection and not even know it. You have good news to share. What is yours to share? News of injuries healed, or children thriving again, or elders filled with purpose. News of fundraising goals crushed. News of PRs achieved, of strained family relationships brought round to joy again. You can be in the presence of resurrection and not even know it. It's not a criticism. Not a failing, don't take it personally. Literal disciples of Jesus received a full day Bible lecture from the risen Christ, and it took them a hot minute to figure it out. Go ahead and assume there is resurrection all around. You have good news to share, friends. Make haste to share good news of the power of resurrection in the world. Whoever you are, you have that chance every day. At the end of the last 7 uphill miles after being at it for a long time. At the end is a world filled with heartbreak, waiting for your good news. So when you are trudging down the roads of life, not sure how to take another step, facing down heartbreak, about to give it up, hang it up, call it in, remember, friends, just 7 miles left and good news to share. 7 miles left to go, friends. Why not run? Amen.